Hello and great good evening and welcome to your Confidence Matters Kingdompreneur Thursdays. Hallelujah. I am your gracious co-host, because we know who is the true host of this great podcast, the great I Am, Yeshua HaMashiach. And we just thank you for everything that he is doing, He is phenomenal. He is gracious. He is truly a pillar to each and every one of us. And I am thankful for all that he has done, for everything that he's established. This is his podcast. This is our podcast kingdom. And we're just excited that we are back on here another Thursday. You know what? And that's the reason why I had to play that particular song. You know, Devil thought he was winning. But guess what, Kingdom? We won. Because what tried to stop us the last time, see, Father now made it even better now. Okay? See, this is where victory comes tonight. Because the enemy will not have any interference in the studio. Okay, this ain't his studio. He ain't got no access, and he was not invited. So, devil, kick rocks, get the hell out, because you ain't gonna be up in here tonight. This is Yeshua HaMashiach. This is his studio time, and we're gonna use it wisely, and we're gonna use it for what? His freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Hallelujah. There's liberty in his studio. And this is how we coming tonight. We free, Kingdom. We free up in here, Kingdompreneur Thursdays. We free indeed. Come on in here. So we just thank God for all of you, for everyone that's listening right now, and everyone that will be listening to the replay. Once again, welcome to Akinapreneur Thursdays. And before we bring on our special guest, because she is in the studio, hey, double thought you was winning. Guess what? You lost, because our special guest is on here tonight. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. But I just wanted to give everyone a briefing on what it is that Kingdompreneur Thursdays is on Your Confidence Matters. So the Kingdompreneur Thursdays, this is really celebrating our very own in the kingdom. You know, you have so many that's out there that people don't even know about. You know, people have no idea what they do, who they do, anything they do. They have no idea of the gifts, of the talents, of the ministries, businesses, books they wrote. Come on. And this is an opportunity where we got to celebrate. We don't have no hatred up in here. There's no hatred, no jealousy, no enviousness. We don't play that up in this studio or ever. Okay? We celebrate everybody that is coming in here. We celebrate everybody, because this is how we celebrate one another. When you celebrate one, guess what? You'll be blessed, because your heart is pure. And this is how we are to be with each other, okay? Nobody should be outdoing each other. You know, this ain't no competition. This ain't no rivalry, okay? Look, take that back to where that came from. Because in kingdom, we celebrate everybody. I ain't leave nobody out. Everybody. Let's put some Ebonics on that. Everybody, come on in here. We celebrate everybody, okay? No one left out. And this is the heart of Father, because this is what he expects for all of us to do, to celebrate one another and to give them an opportunity to share of their celebratory story, to share of the journey, how God was able to take them from here to there, where he was able to make room for them. Okay? And this is a time right now that I'm so grateful that Papa was able to open up this platform, because originally this is a life coaching, which it still is, family. This started as a life coaching. We still do our life coaching segments, but he gave this another open door, and he said, daughter, let's open this up for the, okay? This is why it stated, this is our podcast. We ain't got to worry about nothing. I don't solicit. I don't ask for money. I don't ask for donations. I don't ask for nothing. Okay? Everything is for free. Everything is for free. And we bless every guest that comes on here. Everyone that came on here. I tell you, y'all, we got the replay. We got the replay. And we just celebrated, come on, 50 episodes, y'all. 50 episodes. That is truly a monumental moment for Your Confidence Matters podcast. And I'm grateful we hit 50 episodes. Hallelujah. And we're going to hit 50 more. This is how we come together. And this is how we begin to now show the love that we ought to bring. And the great thing, every guest that came on here, they were so excited, so many comments, so many blessings that people was able to give back to me. And I'm just overwhelmed by the love, the prayers. And for those who accepted assignments, we pray unlimited favor over all of y'all, okay? Unlimited favor over all of you for saying yes to the assignment, because this is an assignment. And you never know how this have opened up a door for you. So for everybody, thank you. And for the future guests that will be on here, thank you. For those who would love to be a guest, and trust me, I don't bite, y'all. I'm real as it is. You see me, I'm really real, okay? And I love everybody, okay? But I'm going to be about truth. This is how we're going to show forth that this is how we are going to be ourselves. Just be you. Just be you. And this is great opportunity. Just be yourself. You ain't got to twist, turn, bend over backwards, all this other stuff, and do cartwheels. We ain't got to do none of that. Just be you. Okay? That's all that is given. And the great thing is that everybody have been welcomed on here. They love all that is going forth for the podcast. And I'm just so excited for now the numbers and everything just going up, because we are going up, y'all. And we're hitting our mark again. So once again, for those who would love to be a guest on Your Confidence Matters, Kingdompreneur Thursdays, if you have a ministry, business, if you are an author, however they pop a YouTube, if you are a musician, or if you, however God has blessed you, definitely, this is the time to be able to come on here. And you can say, hey, Bonetta. Okay, because, see, I'm a servant. I don't have to put no titles. See, I'm not going to do no drop or no titles. We can do that, but I'm not dropping no titles. Servant is the greatest one ever. Servant Bonetta is the greatest title. And that's where I'm staying, as servant. Okay? And if you're willing and ready, you can definitely email me, okay, at BurnettaRivers925@gmail.com, okay? That's Burnetta Rivers. I will have it here in the chat room. So if you're willing and if you feel you are ready, definitely you can be able to email me at this email that I'm putting here in the chat room. And for those who do not know how to spell my name, that's BurnettaRivers925@gmail.com. Okay, this is how we're going to show love to everybody, because this is what it's about. And I just want everyone to be able to share their story. So let's go. All right. So we got our special guest on here tonight, y'all. And I'm going to truly introduce her. I said I have not met her physically, but God is making all things possible. We never know how that's going to happen. But I tell you, such a phenomenal vessel. She is a beautiful soul. And I'm telling you, it's so much greatness upon her life. I thank God that I was able to know her. She is a Facebook buddy friend. Ha! And I thank God for her, meeting her on social media. And just what I have seen thus far, she is somebody you don't want to mess with in the spirit. Okay? I'm letting y'all know right now. Don't mess with Queen Ashley in the spirit. She gonna light your behind on fire. All right? That's all I'm gonna tell you. And just amazing of who she is. And she has such a beautiful family. And I'm just grateful for her being here in the studio. Such a godsend. Just a great bond servant in the kingdom. And I'm just so excited to have her here on tonight. So, Your Confidence Matters audience and the replay listeners, let's welcome our special guest on tonight, our very own, my beautiful Kingdom Queen sister, Miss Ashley Farley. Come on here, Queen.
You are welcome. Hey, Queen, what's going on?
Hey.
Okay.
It's up in here. We're going to get started up in here. Hey, come on. How you feeling tonight, Queen? How you feeling?
I am feeling amazing. And after listening to you, I am lit.
To God be the glory. This is how I am, y'all. Look, this don't die out till I go to sleep. This don't die out till I go nighty night. I'm telling y'all right now, I'm lit. Okay. I love it. This is how we are going to be on here. I'm telling you, something as good is going down tonight. That's all I'm going to say. That's why I said, I'm going to mess with you, Queen. I'm going to mess with you, Ashley. Yo, yes, you are hitting fireball. I'm going to let you know you are hitting fireball. We're going to get into that. We're going to get up to that up in here. But you are hitting fireball. And I'm not going to get started, Holy Spirit, because you already know. Once Holy Spirit start jumping up in here, that's a whole nother book. All right. So, woo, yes, Lord. So, tonight it's about you, Queen Ashley, and this is where we want to get started. So once again, we welcome everyone that's here. Love you, family, for joining us and for supporting our special guest, Ashley. I know you see family on here, Ashley. They on here representing. They supporting you tonight.
Hey. Welcome, fam.
Yes, yes. So let's get started, Ashley, because we got plenty of time. Ain't no time limit in here. That's one thing about Papa. Ain't no time limit. Yeah. So tell everyone a bit about yourself, Ashley. We want to know all of that and then some. All right.
Well, I'm Ashley, but you can just call me Ash. Wife, mother of two children.
All right.
Entrepreneur, man, but really I'm just a person that really just loves people and loves seeing them get to they and operate at their maximum potential. Like, I'm just a real people lover. Straight up.
I love it. Love it, love it, love it. And yes, I've seen your beautiful family, especially your babies. Oh my God, cutie pies.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. They are adorable.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that family is just gorgeous all around. Hey, come on, fam. Got a beautiful family there. I love it. Yes, love it. Man. Beautiful and blessed. Beautiful and blessed. So, we're going to get more into the entrepreneur in just a little bit, because we're going to expand on that for a bit. But I want you, because we're going to get started right now. So I want you to let everyone know, how and when did you get started in ministry? And what was that moment you knew that Yeshua called you to his ministry?
Well, I can most definitely say I started real young in the dance ministry at my church.
Amen.
And that moved over to, you know, me getting into mime and learning about mime. So once that happened, it was just like, okay, God, I see where you got me at right now. And so I really started to like just get into a place where I was letting God minister to me as to how to be an effective mime or whatnot. And that ended up, you know, me being able to teach children,
all right,
you know, about mime and why you do it or whatnot, you know, expanding into flags. And so it started with me being young in the mime ministry, but God opened my eyes by me being a mime as I got older that working with kids was where I needed to be.
Come on.
Yeah, so it was like he was using me at a young age to end up helping other young children, you know, learn about worship, learn about why it's important to be reading your Bible, why it's important to understand why you have a flag in your hand in the first place.
Yes. Like,
I really just feel like God put me in that place to be able to start reaching this younger generation, and that part hasn't left me since.
Hallelujah. That is amazing. That's truly amazing, because that was actually, you know, something that was very precious to me to this very day, you know, the youth, the young people. And when you're in that place, because I was in your place, you know, a long while ago, you know, I'm still young, y'all. Okay. 42 is still young, y'all. 42 is still young. All right. 42, 43 going on in April. So yeah, April, that's my time. All right. But at the same time, it's like, when you have that moment when you're teaching and now it's like you're expanding a mind, you know, to a whole nother dimension, because we know that a lot of our young people, we've all been out there with the secular world. You already know, we've been out there. We already know about this, you know, this song, this artist and everything else. But when it comes down to really knowing about Jesus,
right.
No, that's the scope. And see, as instructors, teachers, advisors, that we want to these children. You know, we want them to know that, yes, it's all right that, yes, you may have known about that particular part. But when you get into that place with Jesus, it just turns things around and it's going to minister to your soul. Many things. If you're, you know, if you're in that place where once you minister in dance and mime and flag, trust me, that's one thing that I love. I started at a young age myself. And just to know that it's something particularly that happens when you get into the power of the Holy Spirit. Right. And the fact of the matter is that we tell everybody, stay prayed up. Okay. Right. Every time before you even get to the location, don't wait till you get there and you start praying. Pray before you get there. And this is what we're training them. We're training them how to pray. We're training them how to now really get grounded into the word. Okay. Really knowing that word for themselves and how when you minister to that particular song of choice, now you're making it a part of your ministering because certain songs do minister to your spirit. But now it's like you're taking that and you're seeing yourself, okay, are you ministering to the audience or is that you and Papa together? Okay. Mm-hmm. And with that intimacy happens right there on the spot. Doesn't matter who's around you. Doesn't matter who's looking at you. It's the fact that intimacy happens right there. It's like, boom, that spotlight, you and Father dancing together. Right there in the sanctuary. And this becomes such a whirlwind because your soul is being filled up so greatly. And his love is overflowing. Come on, Holy Spirit. It's overflowing. And it's like you can't help how you're being used right at that moment. Okay? Right. And sometimes, look, honestly, I know me, I spaz out in the Holy Spirit. I don't know nothing till I come out of it.
Okay.
I don't know nothing. They be like, you did what? I don't know, Jack. What? Somebody, when you look back in the video, you're like, what is, who is that? Mm-hmm. you can't even believe what you see right. When you record. But it's like unbelievable. And see, we tell people, I said, look, anybody can put on a garment. Mm-hmm. Anybody can put on the face mask, the mind mask. Anybody can get up there and flag. But if you don't have a relationship, that is empty up there.
There you go.
And this is what we want to tell our young people. You'll be more of a performer and entertainer. Look, mm-hmm. I know I've been there. I started as one. I'm being real, y'all. I started as an entertainer, okay? I was more pleasing the crowd than pleasing Jesus. So turned around for me later on.
Mm-hmm.
And after the fact, I got to know my Father in a closer place in my life. What? After a while, I didn't even see the people. Right. I didn't even see nobody out there. I was like, look, I ain't coming to minister for y'all. I'm coming to minister with my Father. So if you looking for a show, guess what? I'm not it. This ain't Showtime at the Apollo. Hello.
Okay.
Look, you ain't gonna have the Sandman giving me the hook. Devil is a lie. Devil is a lie. We ain't up in here with all that, you know, performing, entertaining. You want to be, you know, doing all this extra stuff. No. And this is why we want the young people, the youth, because guess what? They coming after us. Okay. Right. And everybody that you hear, look, you guys are coming after us. So we want to leave that trail. Come on, Trailblazer Ashley, because you are a trailblazer. You are leading that trail. Okay. For the next generation to come.
Right, right.
And see, that's how we are setting the course. And the fact that I'm at, I love your passion for the youth. Because it's like, you're not thinking only about yourself.
Not at all.
Now you're now thinking about other children. Because now, as parents, because I'm a mom, you're a mom, okay? We understand that we have our children that's looking up to us as well.
Right.
So now we got to pass that torch. We got to pass that torch. And that's what we are doing. We're passing on that torch, that knowledge, that wisdom, that understanding. The same way that Papa has given it to us, we are passing it down to our young people.
Amen.
So I'm truly in awe of what you of doing. And like I said, I know that I have seen, you know, some things, you know, because I didn't get a chance to get to know you the way that, you know, we are getting to know each other now. But even at that time, I was like, man, who that? Ooh, setting alarms like that, Ashley? Let me find out. You setting alarms? Ooh, Lord, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Setting alarms like that? Them alarms be just going off every time you get into the Holy Spirit. Come on, setting them alarms up. They looking like, who is this that came up in here and interrupted the flow? Yes, she did. Interrupted your whole service. Guess what? It ain't about y'all. Tore the enemy up. That's what she did. Ashley, you tear that enemy up. Look, we can, so we click. We can get together.
Okay.
I don't play with that devil. I don't play with that devil. That devil, please. Me and him, we be always boss. I don't like him. He don't like me. Good. Keep it that way.
Oh, but I feel you on that though.
Hallelujah. So I'm really, really, truly, truly blessed to hear how well you've been working with the young people. And I know you still are working. You're still working with the young people to this day, Ashley.
Yeah, I mean, I still work with some of the kids that have gone on and, you know, have developed their own ministries. I still work mentor them. But you know what? God, he like expanded me to be working with children that's in the church to children that's not in the church. Like, I'm talking about, you can minister anywhere. You can minister to somebody anywhere. God got me at the skating rink ministering to the young people. So I don't care where I go. You know what I'm saying? God can use you wherever you go, whether you in the church doing something, serving in the ministry, or whether you streets and you see the kids hanging out on the block, whether you see the kids, like I said, skating rink, it don't matter. He can still use you to minister to them.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what I'm all about.
Wow. Yes, because his ministry is international. It's not just in the four walls, y'all.
Right.
It is everywhere. Everywhere. In the parts, in the streets. Okay? It could be in the parking lot. Okay? It could be, what Ashley said, in the skating rink. Yep. Anywhere that Father will utilize you. I'm telling you, people will get blessed, saved, delivered. Okay? And that is the greatest thing. That even with all of that, you see how the children are now being affected within now the Spirit of God. And right. You're seeing how now their lives have turned over because now they found a new home within him. In him we live and we have our being.
Right.
In him. In him. And this is why I say I'm thankful for us making a home inside of Papa, because that's where the kingdom lies, inside of us. Okay? That's where it lies at.
Right.
And it's just amazing how our young people, and we want to continue to keep praising, keep praying for our young people, because they need as much encouragement, they need as much guidance as possible. No matter where you are, we are here. We are praying for you, young people all around the world. And we just want you to know that there's so much better for you when you give your life over to Christ. That is the greatest step of your life, the greatest transitioning of your life is the best move that you could ever make. And we are witnesses to that.
Right.
So we're not going to tell you something just because. We got stories for days and days. We can tell y'all stuff like, yeah. Yeah, we can tell y'all some good stuff. Hallelujah. So Ashley, I hear you are you're a coach. Well,
okay.
Yes. See, that's why I said I know we got some stuff in common. Uh-huh. All right. We got some stuff in comments. Tell us about your business, the business that Papa was able to give to you, that your entrepreneur business. Give us a brief and a detail of how Father was able to bless your business and tell us exactly what you do.
Okay, so I first started a women's boutique. It was it was specializing in African attire. Had all kinds of dresses, skirts, t-shirts, head wraps. That was what I started out with. So, you know, God blew that little business up, able to reach people or whatnot, started expanding into more casual type wear for women or whatnot. So, yeah, you know, God, you know, was blessing that business. And I was just like, man, God, how can I like give back to somebody else? And, you know, he started showing me like, it's so many people out here that got ideas, that have dreams and goals to start a business. Why don't you, why don't you help them get businesses up off the ground? Yeah, so from there, that expanded to me going to get training, and I ended up becoming a master life coach, and then I also became a business coach.
All right.
So, you know, I started Dare to Succeed, business coaching and life coaching or whatnot. And from there, you know, I've been working with different entrepreneurs that have a desire to start a business but don't know what to do. And so even people that have been in business for years, I'm even, you know, helping and assisting them, because I'm always just like looking for a way to serve. Like, God, how can I serve? You know what I'm saying? Like, how can I bring glory to your name? And he always seems to point me to helping other people.
Yes. Wow. I'm just blown away right now that God gave you such a vision like that. And the fact that, yes, there's so many that, you know, truly need help, and you're taking time out your schedule to make it possible for others, you know, to also, you know, have that understanding on exactly what that particular business is. And this is like, you know, so amazing, you know, because you got many, you know, coaches out there. I know, Ashley, like we got how many coaches that we are coming against out there. And it's like, you know, we know that we stand out from the pack. You know what you do, you know how you do things. And it's like, man, you know, to see that you have, you know, that many clients, you know, to be able to trust you. Because that's one of the things, key things that, you know, as coaches, life coaches, business coaches, you know, however God has placed you to be as a coach, trust is a factor.
Right.
Okay. Because your clients have to trust you. You know, anybody can call themselves a coach. That's you true. Know, and anybody can just put a little figure, hey, you know, I'm offering blah 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 blah, and this is gonna be the price of this particular course and blah 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 and all this stuff. And you know, people can pay their money, but then they still walking away still with nothing.
Right.
You know, and where's the value of that? You know, where's the investment on that? So if you're gonna invest into somebody, then, I mean, come on. You got Ashley right here, y'all. You know, what better person can you invest in? She is proof right here. Okay? She is proof right here. And we're going to definitely have you to present, like, the links and, you know, places that people can connect to you, and how can they be able to sign up if they wanted to be a part of your coaching program. Definitely, we're going to talk about that bit later on. We're going to talk about that so people can be able to get to know you and connect with you, because we want to build up your business. You know, that's the key thing that we want others to know, that, you know, this is how we, you know, market one another.
Right.
Okay. Ain't no hate up in here. All right. None of that. You know, none of that. Look, I'm a life coach myself. I said, look, but you see one thing, it's time for Ashley to get those doors open even more. Beyond what she ever could think or imagine. Okay. And that is what we are doing tonight, Ashley. You know, we putting you on the spotlight. Hey, come on.
Hey.
Spotlight. Thank you, Lord. And Ashley, with the life coaching business, what you're doing, do you offer like workshops? Do you do in workshops within the time frame that you have had your business? Have you done workshops?
No, I haven't done any workshops, but you know, that's something that's been on one of my goal sheets, you know what I'm saying? To be able to do something like that, to be able to, you know, present somewhere to new business owners or whatnot. So that's something it's one of my goals.
Oh, but you know, it's not too late. You're not too late, you know. You know, that's definitely, you know, something I do see, because that's why I just kept hearing, you know, have she done workshops? So I was just hearing that in the spirit. And I was like, man, I can imagine when you do workshops, how many people will sign up for that, you know? And to say that they can trust your input on how you was able to make it, that is something that they would treasure. And that's something that they can be able to even bring back, not only to enhance the business that they have, but also to share to others, wow, you know, I met, you know, Ashley, who was able to, you know, guide me and stir me in the right direction. Because, you know, you have some times where, you know, you start your business and you find like there's little cracks in the corners. Sometimes there's little dead zones. Yeah. And you don't know, you know, how to get out of that ditch, you know, because you're stuck. And it's like when you talk to someone that's already successful and know exactly what they're doing, it just seems like that's you know, an advantage for those who can be able to hear from somebody like yourself and to be able to work with others who've been in businesses for a long time. Come on, that's wow.
Right.
Wow. Like, man, you too much. You're too much, Ashley. You are something else, boy. Woo! You are, man. I can't even. I gotta say, I'm just sitting here like blown away right now. Blown away of how God blessed you and just using. And that's why I said, you can't tell by just looking at somebody. Come on, y'all. Look, I would have known this if we didn't come on here tonight.
Like you say, you got fireball.
Come on in, because I said, look, I know a fireball when I see one. I said, look, don't let yourself get too close, because one, she going to lit you on fire and then wonder why, like, ooh, I feel the burn. Yeah, that's Ashley. Hey, come on. Ashley just walked by me.
Okay.
And she just flame of fire. Ooh. Trying to get it out. That's how blessed she is. Come on, y'all. She's a blaze of fire. Hallelujah. Blaze of fire. Even how you move. I'm going to get on here. Even your movements. It's so intricate. It's so authentic. I don't know you. Lord. Ooh, all right, Holy Spirit. Your moves tell its own story.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And it's like, it's dripping. It's dripping oil. It's dripping oil. Every move that you make. And that oil, that richness of the oil of Sharon, Esther, and many of the type of oils has cascaded upon you. And how Papa poured that oil, people have no idea of the cost of that oil. And the cost of that oil is a reflection how you are moving in the spirit. And how you are moving, you are being directed by how Holy Spirit is showing you to move. And every movement is a thunderbolt. Wow. Hey! It's a thunderbolt. It's a lightning that struck down every time you did that movement. And it shook somebody in the spirit. I don't know, I just feel a quaking right now. There's a quaking, there's a shaking in the spirit. Whatever that you have brought there, whatever, when you move, is such an electrifying, and people can be able to adapt to that, but they don't know how to handle that because they don't know what you've been through. They don't know of the intricates of the things you had to go through behind the scenes. They don't know even from the prayers, how you was able to pray at times during all times of the hour. That as the oil was dripping, even as you was praying, even as you was now setting yourself in the right position, in the right alignment with Father. And now he had to take you from where that was of the old Ashley and to now bring you into now a new leveling with him. That the new wine that you are now able to taste, which is the blood, is now within you and is now doing now a new thing like has never done before. And when you be around the people, it just seems like there's something that activates in the atmosphere. I hear sounds, so many sounds that begins to now come alive when the people open up their mouth, when you hear the cries of the people, when you see how things is now elaborating itself so fully in color. Even the garments of praise that he put upon you, that Papa put upon you, is something that's happening when the garments begin to come upon you and you begin to now put the face paint on. There is such a heat that comes upon that paint, and there's heat that activates within the garments. There's heat that activates when you move, and when you set that atmosphere, the fire is blazed up in that entire place, and it's now wrapped up where, look, that fire that is upon you is not touching you, it's not going to harm you, it's not going to damage you. That fire is untouchable fire. That fire is fire that's hotter than hell's fire. And when you begin to step into blaze, you become a trailblazer and you leave the trail of fire for others to know who you are and who you represent.
Amen. Amen.
There's so many doors that Father is showing you, and you have been blessed to walk therein. And I hear jingling of keys. He's not through with you with those doors. There's other unhidden doors that you are getting ready to walk therein and see what man can shut. God can open up even wider in the mighty name of Yeshua. And as you're walking in that door, you are laughing at everybody that came against you. You're laughing at your enemies that's trying to pray against you. You're laughing at your naysayers, whatever they are. You're laughing at them, but you're praising going through the door. You're praising as you're going down that hallway. You're praising them as you're going through in the mighty name of Yeshua. And that doorway is already covered and protected by every ministering angel that's covering you, because they are your hedge or protection. And everywhere that you go, everybody knows that that is Ashley. She is a daughter of a king. You can't touch her. You can't say a thing about her, because whatever you do is going to come back against you. So whoever that is, you have no idea who you put in your mouth on, and you better keep your mouth shut.
Amen.
Because this here truly is chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Chosen vessel right here. Can nobody stop you what God is doing for your life, Ashley? Nobody. And I'm going to leave it like that.
Amen. Hey, I receive all of that.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was trying to hold back, but you know what? I had to be obedient. And I said, look, this is Papa Studio, and this is the freedom, you know, that he has given for everybody that came on here. He writes the script. Okay. I'm just following the one that's writing the script. Okay. Right. And when he writes the script, he got twists and turns. He got plots. He got climaxes. He got all kind of things that's heightening up in here. I said, Father, what you doing? Look, I'm behind here about to have a spiritual shower. Do you, you sweating up in here. Sweating up in here. Spiritual shower back here on the other side.
Okay.
Come on, y'all. It's okay. A shower. I mean, we ain't talking about no regular shower. We talking about a spiritual shower. And that shower do more better than the natural. I tell you, when you come out of it, ooh, you amen. Fresh and you're clean, clean. Hey, come on.
Amen.
We having a good time on here, y'all. We ain't trying to be stuffy up in here. Not today. Not today. We ain't trying to be stuffy up in here. See, this ain't no regular podcast like many out there. Not this one. Now, we authentic up in here. We loose like a goose, but we loose with the Holy Ghost. Hey, hear that out of my sonda? Hey. I'm behaving, Papa. I'm behaving. I'm doing my best. We're going to get to know more each other about Ashley. Trust me, Queen Kiara knows how I flow. She knows how I flow. That's why we connected today, because of who I am. And trust me, you're going to stay close. That's why I thank God for you being long distance family. Yeah.
Okay. All day, every day.
Come on. 24/7. Come on. Yep. All the way in Brooklyn. Come on. Brooklyn, New York. Come on. Can't get no better. Hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Know somebody in New York. Yes. All right. Hallelujah. So, Ashley, who is the most influential person in your life? And how did they impact you?
Oh, man. Most influential person in my life was the leader of our creative arts ministry. Her name was Darce Jones. I mean, she has since transitioned and, you know, gone on to be with the Lord. But when I say that lady was the one that ignited the fire in me to, like, really, first and foremost, build my connection with God, like, you know, getting right with God, but really just to go forward in ministry, like, she was that one. And I mean, until this day, like, I can honestly say that she has made the greatest impact on my life. To first and foremost, keep God first in all I do, to give him glory in all I do, but just to be the best person that I can be.
God bless her soul. God bless her for just the impact she has set on your life. And I mean, you know, just to see, you know, who you are today. I mean, I know she is smiling down. I know she is looking upon, like, wow, look at Ashley today.
Yeah, I know, man.
Wow. That is beautiful. I mean, these moments like this is, you know, because when you know you have that great mentor, that someone that, you know, put a lot of work within you. They took a lot of time. I mean, how can you not give them thanks? Exactly. Come on, y'all. It's so important that we give them thanks, because, I mean, God was able to use them to be a blessing to us. But look what happened with Ashley. You know, she was able to have an angel. Woo! Glory. Right. The angel that she was, to be able to just, you know, show forth all the greatness that was given to her by Papa and now is passed down. That's why I say it's important how we are passing down to the next.
Right.
You got to know that it's really going to show forth a change, a newness. When you see them, it's like you got to step back, like, wow, look how far you came. Whew.
Amen.
And that is just a blessing to hear. Wow. So God bless her. And once again, my condolences. I know she's not here, but I know she is walking around heaven. Come on here.
Come on.
She's living better than we are. Come on. Yeah. She's living better than we are right now.
That's true.
Walking around heaven, having a good time and feasting with Papa up there, man.
Yep.
Like a paradise up there. Paradise. Mm. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. That is awesome, Ashley. And you continue to keep doing what you're doing. I am so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
I'm so proud of your work that you do. And you need to be appreciated more. Whoever it is that's not giving you appreciation, shame on you. Shame on you. I'm calling it out right now. Shame on y'all. Whoever give it Ashley the appreciation that she deserves. Come on, yeah. Woo! I'm being nice, Papa. I'm being nice today. All right. Woo! All right. So, Ashley, if you are able to share an encouraging message, what would that be?
If I was able to share an encouraging message, it would be that if God can straight up change my life and all the reckless stuff that I got caught up in, then he can most definitely change your life, your situation, your circumstance. So do not ever give up on God, because what they always say, he won't give up on you.
Yes.
That's the word right there. If he can do it for me, clean me up, make me a whole new person, I can guarantee that he can do it for you if you are willing and if you yield to him.
Yes. That word yield. Ooh. Mm-hmm. We got some stuff behind that, y'all. Yield. You put a little emphasis in how you pronunciate that word. Yield. All that is up in there. Come on. Yeah. Woo, that yield is truly a commanding word right there. You yield. Mm-hmm. You don't move.
Don't move.
You just stay right where you are. Let Papa do what he do best. Yield. Because I know when you hear that in the spirit, like, who said that? Papa, oh, I better sit down. I ain't playing. I've heard many times, like, who is that? Who in the world? You look around like, is this me? Hold up. Wait a minute. The clothes? What in the world? Father, is that you? Oh, Lord, I ain't messing with you. Okay, Father, no problem. I'm yielding.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We don't play with Papa when he tells us to yield. I mean, we sit still till he... Sometimes we were like, can we move yet? Can we move yet?
Right, exactly. Not there yet. No.
Can we blink? Can we blink my eyes up? We don't want to take that extra foot. Is it like, oops? You don't want to do that. You don't do that. But yeah, that is the word. Come on, Ashley. All right. Come on up here. Come on, preacher. Come on. Don't let me get started. Come on.
Don't let me get started.
Ashley, come. All right, Holy Spirit. Look, we got plenty of time. Ashley, let me let you know something. Let me let you know something. What's going on with the preaching? Because I hear it all up in you. Okay? Oh, it's time for you to get on that pulpit. Hey. Come on up in here. I hear a preacher when I hear one. I mean, you setting them stuff up. Okay? I hear it in your spirit. I hear it how you maneuver out of your mouth. It's like you setting all kind of weapons. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ammunition. Come on. Oh,
always ready. Sniper in the spirit.
Come on. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sniper. I like that. Come on, Ashley. I love it. Sniper. Ooh, come on. You say I told y'all. Look, this is what I'm talking about. I know what I hear in the spirit. Come on. Evidence right here. Sniper. Come on, y'all. And that's a silencer you got to. Come on. Hey. Silencer. They don't know that you coming. Only thing when they see you fall, when they fall to the ground, who did that? Ashley, come on.
There you go.
Got the silencer. Ooh. Ooh, I can't mess with you, Ashley. I can't mess with you. Ooh, you are a bad one in the spirit. Ooh, you a bad one. Oh, that's why I said, yeah, we're going to get along very well. I like that. All truth all the time. That's what I'm talking about. All truth all the time. And she don't hold back. I don't know her like that, but I know she don't hold back. Come on. That's what I'm talking about. This is the path that we need to be around like this. You know, we can be genuine, but at the same time, we know how to deck these ones here when they step out of bounds in the spirit. Come on, we know how to beat you down with the word. Hello? Hello? It don't take long. Bam! Only thing you hear somebody do on the ground. What was that? Oh, all right. Let them get their moment in Jesus' name. Hey. As you going about your business, I not about CK, that about who fell. Shit, that about Sunday. We pray for that one that's fell to the ground. Bless they soul, that about Sunday. Come on. We still know how to go through and keep it moving in the spirit.
Amen.
We ain't do it, Father. We innocent. Look, only thing we just did, open up the mouth. And everything came out weapon. Come on. We got winds. We got fire. We got weapons. We got all kind of things that's coming out. You just be ready.
Ready.
If you get hit, all right, we can't help that. Only thing we just said, look, we pray that you recover and you come out of it fresh and brand new. Renew, refresh, resurrected. Come on.
Hey.
Hallelujah. We glorify you tonight. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. We just thank God for you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. So before we conclude on tonight, because you're going to pray us out, Ashley. Yes. You're going to pray us out. But I want people to know, how can they be able to reach you? How can they be able to connect with you? And, you know, how can they get in, you know, be able to join and be a part of your life coaching business? So definitely let them know about, and then from there, pray us out. You just let Holy Spirit just use you at this moment.
All right. Well, you can most definitely hit me up on Facebook. It's, my name is spelled A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H. That's Ashley Farley. And just DM me, hit my inbox, man, if you're trying to look into coaching, whether it be life coaching, whether it be business coaching, hit me up. Always available. Always willing to talk if you need anything or whatnot. Now, for my women's boutique, we're doing some rebranding right now, but you can go check out www.visionsofamashi.com. And like I said, we got some new items coming, especially because spring and summer is getting ready to come. And all right, we want y'all ladies to be out there looking fly.
All right.
So yeah, we getting some stuff popping. But yeah, hit me up on Facebook. Like I said, I'm always available. Let's chat it up. Let's talk.
Amen. Amen. You know, you're gonna give me that link when we finish. We're gonna send me that link. Send me that link on my messenger. Send me that link. Cause I want to support.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Cause you know, I love the fashion when it's for the glory of the Lord. Hey, come on. Yeah. Amen. I love it. Yeah, we gonna talk about that because I support people. All right. That's how we do, y'all. That's how we do. I say, send me that link because I want to see some boutiques. That's what I'm talking about. See the boutiques. All right, Ashley, the floor is yours. Let Holy Spirit use you as you pray us out. Whew, thank God for you. Thank God, Holy Spirit, allow you to be here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So, Father God, I just want to come before you right now, Lord God, just thanking you. God, I'm repenting of my sins, Lord God, praying that you would forgive me, Lord God. But God, I just want to tell you, thank you for this wonderful day, for this day that you have made. God, I thank you for your protection. God, I thank you for your peace and your love. God, I thank you for being so wonderful. God, I thank you just for always looking out for us, even when we're not looking out for ourselves. You're always there looking out for us. You're always there covering and keeping us, Lord God. So I just tell you, thank you. And God, I pray right now for every person that is listening on this podcast right now. God, I pray that you would pour out a blessing, Father, that they wouldn't have even room enough to receive. And God, right now, I just pray, Lord God, that you would continuously cover them, cover their families, Lord, that you would keep them in good health. God, even those that right now may be dealing with any health issues, God, any mental health issues, Lord God, I pray that you would touch their bodies right now. Lord God, I pray that you would touch their minds right now, speak a regulation over our minds right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I just pray that you would just continuously keep them on the course you would have them on. Lord God, let them continue to walk in step and keep in step with your spirit, Lord God. Let them not turn to the left if you don't tell them to go to the left. Let them not turn to the right if you're not telling them to go to the right. But God, keep them on a steady path, Lord God. I pray right now that you would keep your people on a steady path, that you would keep them focused. God, I even come against right now any type of distractions that your people may be dealing with right now. God, I pray that you would give them focus. God, I pray that you would give them clarity right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, God, I just pray, Lord, that you would just continue to bless your people, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to open up doors that no man can close. And to open doors, Lord God, that you have prepared for them to step into, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that you would keep them in position. Allow them to stay in position and to not get out of line, but to remain aligned with you, to remain aligned with your word, to remain aligned with your spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So I tell you, thank you for everybody that is listening live. And God, I tell you, thank you for everybody that's going to come and catch the replay. And for the host of this mighty and wonderful podcast, God, I pray right now that you would fill up your servant as she gets ready to pour into the next episode and the next episode and the next episode. Thank you, Lord God, that this podcast is going to continue to reach ears that's all over this world. Thank you, Lord God, for the new listeners that are coming from the north, that are coming from the south, the east, and the west, that are coming from abroad. Thank you, Lord God, for all the many doors that you are getting ready to open for this mighty and great prophetess that you have allowed to start this podcast, Lord God. I pray that you will continue to give her new ideas for the podcast. God, I pray that you would continue to allow her to think and dream bigger. I'm hearing think and dream bigger. Think and dream bigger. Because what you're doing right now is not even compared to what you're getting ready to do with the podcast. And God, I thank you for the expansion that's going to come from the podcast. God, I thank you for enlarging her territory in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray that you would continue to use her as a mighty vessel, God. I pray that you would continue to pour out your blessings upon her. And as you allow her to continue to do your will and to do your way, I'm also hearing keep your face before his face. Keep your face before his face. Keep your ears before his ears so that you can continue to hear what he is telling you to do in this season. He's getting ready to give you some instructions. And I'm praying that you, once you get these instructions, that you follow them out exactly how God is telling you to follow them out. Thank you, Jesus. But God, I just thank you for my sister. God, I thank you for her family. God, I pray that you will continue to cover her and her family and keep them in good and great health. And God, I just tell you, thank you just for being just a wonderful God, just for being a mighty God. Yeah. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your son who died for us. God, I just want to tell you, thank you. And I give you all praise, honor, and glory. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your vessel on tonight, Ashley. Thank you so much for the edification of your words that poured through on tonight. Thank you so much for all that is now going to now impact her, Father, Lord God, in such a supernatural way. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for the opulence of your favor and wealth, Father, Lord God, that is opening up, Father, over her life, over her family, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Thank you. you for her obedience. Father, Lord God, because of your obedience that she is stepping therein as she is following through, Father, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, for keen ears, Father, Lord God, because she has eyes to see you, ears to hear you, and a mouthpiece, Father, Lord God, that is such a great reflection of your. Father, I thank you, Father, oh God, for the responses, Father, oh God, that she is giving back to you tonight and every day of her life. Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for every foundation that is now set in course for her from this day. I thank you, Lord, that everything is set in this course, Father, and we trust in you, Lord God, for Jeremiah 29 and 11 over her life, Father. We thank you, Lord, for Psalm 27 over her life. We thank you, Lord God, for Psalm 91 over her life. We thank you, Lord God, for Isaiah 60 over her life. In the mighty name of Yeshua, I thank you for the power that was able to spill over. We thank you, Lord, that is running over into every particular place that she is stepping therein. I thank you for every territory, every destination you are taking her. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you do exceedingly and abundantly above all that she can ever ask or think according to the power that we're working in her. Thank you, Lord, for everything, Father, oh God, that you are now bringing for her to now step therein. I thank you, Lord God, that now is the opportune time. Father, oh God, there will be no door that no man can shut and no person can shut in the mighty name of Yeshua. I thank you, Lord, that she is a giant devil slayer, ha! In the mighty name of Yeshua. And Father, oh God, she is taking out the Goliaths in the mighty name of Yeshua. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. We trust in you, Lord, for everything that you are doing over her in the name of Yeshua. Victory is your name. Conqueror is your name. Champion is your name. And we thank you, Lord, how you are saturating her, purifying her, Lord God, in every direction. Hallelujah. How you maneuvering her. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the next leveling. Father, Lord God, that you taking her up, all the way. Father, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. So we thank you, Lord, as you continue to just use her as you are. Use her to the greatest of your glory. We thank you, Lord, that it ain't over. It ain't over. It ain't over. Father, Lord God, you're still writing her story. We thank you, Lord, for being the author and finisher of her life. In the mighty name of Yeshua. And we thank you, Lord, as she poured back into others. We thank you, Father, oh God, open heaven, open heaven, open heaven. Just open up for her right now. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we thank you, Lord, that the rain has come. The rain has come. The rain has come. And it showered her. It showered her family. It showered her bank account. It showered her future. In the name of Yeshua, we trust in you, Lord God, that it's already met. It's already set and it's already done. It's already done. It's already done in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I love you so much, Queen.
I love you too.
Thank you so much for being such a blessing in Papa's studio. And definitely we will continue. We'll continue our conversations outside. You have my number. Don't forget to send me that link. Cause I'm waiting for that link. I said, woo, I gotta get me some stuff from the boutique. It's time now to just be able to show forth the good things that God created for you and what he created for you to bring for the many women, the great daughters of the king. And I'm so blessed and I'm so excited. For your next, hey, come on in here. So thank you for this time that you was able to give back and to share with others. And once again, yes, you guys, the replay will be right after we end this podcast and be got it, you name it. You will be able to listen to it. And actually, you will have the replay right after we finish. I just thank God for you and thank God for you being a sister in Christ in my life.
Amen. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate this mega.
Love you, Queen. And definitely, we will talk again very soon. Very soon. Thank you so much.
Love you too.
Hallelujah. So that is it, ladies and gentlemen. We just thank God for all of you that came into the studio to support our very special guest on tonight, Miss Ashley Farley. That is a kingdom vessel, bond servant for real. And we just thank God for every great thing that is going to, that she is going to be led to share with us in the now and in the future. We're going to hear so much about Ashley, and I'm so excited that, yes, we're going to have a front seat to her story. So thank God for her, and thank God for all of you, family. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the support, and join us. We will be having for our upcoming 8-day, okay, 8-day Pursuit of Happiness Challenge. We are starting day one, starting Monday, y'all, Monday. So we are very excited about our 8-day Pursuit of Happiness Challenge that will be starting Monday, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And of course, we have our next guest for our Kingdompreneur Thursdays. It is our very own beautiful queen sister, Master Education Key. She will be our next guest coming up on March 16th at 12 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time. So, I mean, can't get any better than that. So, just thank all of you. Thank you so much for joining us here in the studio. And I just say, all of you have a blessed night. And for the replay listeners, thank you all for re-listening to the podcast. And I pray that you all enjoy it. And I bless you all so very much. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Thank you once again for joining us here in the studio, in Papa's studio. I am your co-host because he is the Lord of hosts. And thank you so much for being here on Kingdompreneur Thursdays on Your Confidence Matters podcast. I thank you all so much, and I will see you all on the next episode. I love you all, and shalom blessings. I'm gonna win. You gon' win. Everybody around me winning. Yeah. Everything around me winning. Yeah. I'm gonna win. You gon' win. Everybody around me winning. Yeah. Everything around me winning. Welcome to a girl in a dress style. Tired and I'm trying to keep my head up. Everything's looking like I'm gon' lose. This morning I'm blessed. Food on my table, I'm blessed. Clothes on my bed, yeah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Devil already know I'm winning. 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 And it's my winning season. I knew you would. Troubles don't last always, so just hear. Come through, so I was just trusting you. Never had a problem that he couldn't solve, mountain that he couldn't move. So I know I. Even if he tell me no, I ain't walking out the door, cause I know. When he gets. So I know I, and even if they tell me no, I ain't walking out the door, cause I know in the end.
table, I'm blessed. Clothes on my back, yeah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. The devil already know I'm winning. The devil already know I'm winning. The devil already know I'm winning. I know he know I'm winning. If you knew like I knew you would stay.